Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to turn to Psalms 1, and well, chapter 1, verse 1, and it reads, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." And in his law does he meditate day and night. And you know what that is? It's that the 10th commandments and whatever else he has told the prophets. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf so shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Wonderful. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Amen. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I read to you entire scripture 1 and 1. Chapter 1 and verse 1 of Psalms. And now, I want to tell you who I am. And this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it what? That's right. Keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I will tell you nothing wrong. I read from the King James Version, and a version is not the real Bible. It's what it's similar to what is real. And I read pretty much all of it. That's what God told me in a dream to feed his sheep. And I only know by if I read the King James Version of the Bible. I think it's the better Bible than the other ones. There are some other Bibles out there. I've only read from the King James Version. Maybe after I've read it all, maybe I'll start with another one. Sabbath, I want you to know, starts on a Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. That's the Sabbath. Well, this is the Sabbath too. I want you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and verse 1. And I want you to start it in chapter 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the and were the first day. Now let me say that again. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Many times you may not be able to understand what I'm saying, but today to me is the Sabbath. It's evening time. And that's the way God counted it, not as the way man sees it as midnight. He said evening time, starting from the evening and goes into the morning. That will begin. Well, evening begins the Sabbath day. And I want you to understand, that's the way I understand it. I also want you to have your three P's handy. That is your pen, paper, and pencil. Some people have what is called now notebooks where they can jot down whatever scriptures I might give to them and have them to read, like I just gave them Genesis 1 and 5. Welcome to Sabbath School. And my reading for today is Romans chapter 4. I read Romans chapter 3 last week, and it was about God's judgment. It was talking about believe in the Ten Commandments, you know, and you should. If not, let God be true and man's word be a liar. And true, his words, man's word, have told you that Jesus had straight hair and light-colored skin. Well, he made him white, and that's wrong. I want you to understand, black man and black woman, the Bible says in Revelations 1, chapter 1, and verse 14 and 15, it says that Jesus has hair like wool. And when I wash my hair, it's like wool. And, of course, Jesus' feet look like brass. I also want you to read in Daniel chapter 7, the Ancient of Days, where his, in chapter 7, verse 9, where it says, I beheld the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like fine, pure wool. So the lie that the white man has printed, it's a lie. Everything that I'm beginning to see is a lie that he has told. And what comes out of his mouth, when I look at him and he's talking, I just see lie, lie, lie. He could be telling the truth. But I look at him now as a liar. Everything that he says, I just look at it as being a lie. And I really do. Maybe I should not, but I really do. Now, turn to the book of Romans with me, and we are going to start in chapter 4. And after that, I hope to go on to chapter 5. And then there's some other things that I want to talk to you about. I want you to know as much as I know. Let's read, starting at verse 1. It says, what shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he has therefore to glory, but not before God. For what says the Scripture? Abraham believed in God, in that he counted unto him for righteousness. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of death. And it's D-E-P, debt, a debt. Verse 5, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Do you get that, saints, or sheep? That's what I'm going to call you, sheep. It says, but to him, to Abraham, that his works not, but because he believed on Jesus, that justified if he was ungodly. Faith is his faith in God is counted as righteousness. You got it, sheep? Very good. Even as David also described the blessings, don't let me lose myself, the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. And what I say imputed means given, or it was counted as righteousness without works. Verse 7, saying, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven, and iniquities are sins, and whose sins are covered. I hope I'm blessed. I was so upset today because of what was laying in the streets, and the police had the tape up around it. That's right. I was on Gratiot and 7 Mile going to the credit union. But anyway, let me get to verse 8 and further. Even though I was upset, I've got to do this. And I want you sheep to do more than I would do. If God, I hope that God gives me the time to do what it is that he told me, and it's feed his sheep. The only way that I know how to do it is to read the Bible to you. Let's go with verse 8 of chapter 4 of Romans. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will impute sin. I believe that who covers his sins. And I'm going to say impute means covered. Verse 9. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, upon the uncircumcised also? So, for we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he believed the sign of circumcision, the seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they were not circumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed or cover them also unto them also. Verse 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walked in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heirs of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed, though through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So Abraham got the promise from God. It wasn't through his, I hope I'm saying this right. It wasn't through the law, but it was through his righteousness of faith. You know, he believed that Sarah would have a baby. I think that he was close to 100, and Sarah was in her 90s when she got pregnant and had her first child, Isaac. Verse 14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise of none effect, because of the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. And transgression means breaking the law. It means sinning. Also, verse 16, there it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seeds, not to that only which is of the law, but also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the Father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations. Therefore, him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18, whom against hope believe in hope, in that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19, in being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, which was about 100 years old, neither yet his deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but through faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded that he had promised, let me read verse 21 again, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. And I said, imputed to him means given to him. Or it was like, what was the other word that I used? Something jumping up on my computer screen. Imputed to him for righteousness, it caused him to be righteous. Verse 23. It was not written. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, or the word was given to him, but for us also, whom it shall be imputed, given, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen. Thank God. That is all of Romans chapter 4. Now, if you will, if I have your ear, I will try to read Romans chapter 5 for you, for your hearing. I don't know why. Every time I have to belt. I don't know why I belt all the time. Verse 5. Is it because I'm learning something? I'm learning just as you are, sheep. I didn't know that. I had never read this justification. It was given to us. It was imputed. I think that word means given to us. Oh, I also want us to remember what our God's holy days are. And I meant to tell you those. And I would tell them, I will tell you those now. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. That is the eighth day. and I should try and tell you when those days are, like September the 21st. I think that is today. It's called Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, by the Jews. It's a day of rejoicing marked by blowing of the trumpets. Now, all these feasts you will find in Leviticus chapter 3. In Leviticus, it's spelled, you'll find that chapter 23. Excuse me, I told you wrong. Leviticus is spelled Leviticus. So, if you want to know what God's laws are, you will find them in Leviticus, and if I can remember and have them on hand, I will say them to you. So, for instance, the Passover, that was April 10th, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, well, that was in April the 11th through the 17th. The Day of Pentecost, that was June 4th. The Feast of the Trumpets is today. It's supposed to be, I heard on the news earlier today, it was, well, it's called the Feast of Trumpets, but it's also New Year's for some group of people. I forgot which one. And the Day of Atonement is September the 30th. The Feast of Tabernacles is October 5th through the 11th. And the last great day is October the 12th. And that has to do with the Feast of Tabernacle. What does it say? Well, it says, adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacle, this eighth day is considered a separate feast day. And that's the information that I have from this booklet that I read from. Now, let us go to chapter 5, Romans chapter 5. Let's read verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access of faith unto grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also have the glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Verse 5, and hope maketh me, well, it says, and hopeth maketh not ashamed, because we love God, because the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts and in the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost. Verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Jesus died for the ungodly. For scarcely for the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. And I don't know what peradventure means. Let me read that verse again. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9, moreover then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And wrath, that is the angriness of God. Thank you, God, for saving us. Verse 10, for if when we were sinners, let me read verse 10 again, because the devil made me read it wrong. I should have said enemies, but I did not say it. I read it wrong. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Thank you, Jesus. And not only so, but also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Verse 13, for until the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So if there is no law, sin, we will not have sin. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. You see, Adam broke the law. Who is the figure of him that was to come? Let's read this again. Verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Transgression means breaking the law. Who is the future of him that was to come? But not as the offense also of the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. So God has given the grace to us if we choose to believe. That's what I'm getting out of this. Verse 16, and not as it was given by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift to many offenses unto justification. Verse 17, thank you, God, for justifying us. Oh, thank you so much. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which have abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. That's how we live, through him. Therefore, verse 18, therefore, as by one offense, therefore, let me read verse 18 again. Therefore, as by one offense of one's judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men to justification to life. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Therefore, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did not more abound. Verse 21, that's the last verse, that as sin has reigned unto death, even might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So you should believe, sheep. If you don't believe, you shall not reign into righteousness, into eternal life. So it's for everyone to believe. And thank God for dying, because if he wasn't man enough to die, we would not have righteousness. That's what this verse is saying, verse 5. And next week, I will read verse 20, well not, I will read verse 6 and verse 7 if I can. And you know, I want to read as much as I can before my Father in heaven decides to come back, because, you know, I want you sheep to read Matthew 24. And let me just turn there right quick and try to read as much of it to you as I can. I will read to you Matthew 3 is where I'm going to pick up, and I will read the last sentence in Matthew. His disciples were with him, and he sat up on Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, then, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and the end of the world, or the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." So people come and saying that they are Christ, that they're not Christ. You're going to see, it says that Christ will come back just as he went up. And I think you will hear a loud boom. I'm not sure. But it tells you in verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So that's what he's telling you. This is from Christ himself. He's saying that take heed, you listen to him, that no man, any man tell you that he is Christ, you take heed what he's saying. God says that Christ and shall, he said that many shall come in his name and they shall deceive you. Verse 6, many shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, like we hear of the war that is pending, that is probably coming. The young man, Kim Jong-un, has said to the old man here in the United States that he is going to fire some type of missiles and that America will not soon forget. And listen at this. And then the old man says that he's going to destroy North Korea. So that's a rumor of war. It says, verse 6, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence. Pestilence means diseases. You know, you've heard of AIDS and EBD 68. You've heard of different things. And then earthquakes. They just had an earthquake in New Mexico where I last heard 268 people were found dead. And you said that you're going to have earthquakes in different places. These are the beginnings of sorrows. So don't worry. God's will must be done. I want you sheep to read Matthew 24 and starting from the third verse through all of it so you can understand it. You know, I'll tell you as much as I can. Right now, I think I want us to have a closing word of prayer. There's so much that I should tell you. I want the song to come up. But nonetheless, I want to say a closing word of prayer. And then I will read some of the other things that I want you sheep to know about. I want you to watch the time. We are not the doorkeepers. But Father, some of the things that are happening, I want you to be aware of.
Help
that
your
God
children.
Is coming soon. Change your evil ways. If you
don't let them fall.
If you have any, change them.
By the side.
And I'm gonna change them too.
Of the road. Love one another.
Let me say this prayer. Father, thank
that
you.
That heaven might
find if you're taking us from
a
place
in their hearts
and keep them safe and his
Jesus
away from us.
His love.
We love you, Jesus. We gave our lives.
He won't
I surrender
let you down.
My life to you.
And I know. Got to walk on.
That would happen to be
just
it.
Walk on been. Through temptation.
For He
loves
next week.
And His wisdom
also, I want you to go to Amazon.
Will be our open hand.
Look.
I know the truth.
The
and His word.
And the unseen.
Will be our salvation.
So,
lift up our hearts
I'm
to be thankful
that I have
and glad.
Oh,
that Jesus is enough. He won't let you down.
Back with you.